Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's the show with no name.
What?
It's the show with no name.
Say it again.
It's the show with no name.
What's it called?
It's the show with no name.
I think I got it now. All right, that's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0, and we're rocking you into the second hour of the program. I can't believe that time has just flown by here. And, man, I always say I wish the rest of my day went as fast as this 2 hours. Because this, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm like, oh, wow, okay. And sometimes, you know, you're writing emails and you're like, oh my God, is it still four? So this is those hours of the day that, we feel that adrenaline rush. And I get it from you guys. And, this is, as we say, one big ball of energy. It's totally interactive. So if you guys want to participate, remember you can participate on Twitter. And, well, as promised, como he prometido, I've got some amigos visiting us from our friends at Capacis. And, well, we've had them on the show before. I remember going there several times. I think two times now I've been to Capacis, and they're great friends of ours here at Vaughn Radio. So we'll start ladies first over here. And their names couldn't be easier because her name is Natalia, like my sister, and his name is Alberto, like me. So I'll never, ever, ever, I could have a concussion, a coma. I'll never forget your name, ever. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Natalia. See, there you go. You were nervous. Estabas nerviosa y mira.
Hello, Alberto.
Hello.
Thanks for inviting us to your program.
Welcome. Welcome to... Now, this is your first time on the radio.
Yes.
There's no need to be nervous.
No, I'm not.
You're going to do a great job. I can tell already. You seem very prepared, which is important, right? It's important to be prepared.
Yes,
but also be prepared to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from Madrid or...
Yes.
Where?
Yeah. Yes. Well, my mother is French.
Okay.
But I'm from Madrid.
From Madrid. Mm-hmm. From Madrid. And you work with our friends at Capacis.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Tell us a little bit about what you do at Capacis.
Well, I'm in charge of marketing and communications.
Okay. Very important. Letting people know that you're there, that, you know, mm-hmm. Different programs, initiatives and things like that, right?
Yes.
And so tell us, so you know all, you're the expert. If you've, the communication, I got the right person here. Tell us a little bit about Capacis for people who are not familiar. So if you had to tell somebody, what is Capacis? What do you do?
Well, Capacis is a foundation, an NGO,
mm-hmm.
Who has the mission of... try that our student get a job.
Okay, sure.
The profile of these students, they have borderline intelligence.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that they can't work as well as another worker.
Right, or carry out any tasks or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Sure. And tell us, how would you translate this in Spanish? Borderline, ¿cómo dijiste?
Borderline intelligence, mm-hmm. We say inteligencia límite.
Límite, okay. No lo sabía, es que no sabía la traducción, okay.
This is an intelligence disability,
mm-hmm.
but they are not very, very strong. So,
right.
they are able to work like other workers.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. In fact, I know a lot of the kids too. Mm-hmm. They're great, great kids.
Yes.
And in fact, probably work better than some of the workers I know.
Yes.
No quiero decir nada, but I think...
in some function, yes.
Depending, right?
Yes.
And are you located here in Madrid or all over Spain?
No,
or?
Only in Madrid. We are very small and mm-hmm. we have only 7 years old.
Okay, 7 years old, which is awesome. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And you have a, are you still in the house?
We are in a small house in right. La Avenida San Luis.
Right. Which is a beautiful,
yes.
Home. It's una, you know, it's a place where you could, when I was there, I felt at home.
Mm-hmm.
The garden with the kids. Also, everybody made me feel at home as well. So 7 years. And, so now, well, you're in communication. What projects are you working on now? What kind of things?
Well, we have launched
yep.
a communication campaign
mm-hmm.
Named Limited Edition.
Okay.
In order to give this visibility to the borderline intelligence that is very unknown. in the society. Mm-hmm. And also because we want that more and more people know Capacis and our mission.
Sure.
Because it's important, the labor integration of our students.
Sure.
And also, of course, the fundraising.
Fundraising.
Like
sure.
all NGOs, we need some resources mm-hmm. in order to develop our project.
Right, right, sure. I mean, nothing comes, well, you can get donations, but it's always great to be able to have all the resources you need. And, mm-hmm. well, in fact, we were going to have a barbecue. Mm-hmm. And I got hit by a car.
Yeah.
So we have to plan that for this spring. We're going to plan it.
Okay.
And we got Eva, also another friend of ours here in the studio. It's like a party over here. I feel like it's Friday. We got a party in the studio. Well, I want to introduce your colleague and friend as well so we can bring him on into the conversation. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my namesake, mi tocayo, Alberto. Good morning.
Good morning, Alberto. How are you?
Okay. How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a madrileño? Are you from...
I'm a madrileño.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got to ask. It's like New York.
Yeah,
la mitad
yeah.
de la gente no es de ahí. Right. Which yeah. is great. That means it's a multicultural city. You really have a little bit of everything here in Madrid. Tell us a little bit about your association with Capacis and how you got involved with them.
Well, my story is a bit funny because I'm not coming from this environment. I've been working for Capacis for the last 6 months.
Okay.
But before, all my background is in corporate finance.
Okay,
corporate. So I've been working in multinationals for the last 25 years.
Right.
And in a break between two multinationals, I met Capacis or Capacis.
Right.
I collaborated with them as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. For some months, and I got in love with them.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I got in love with the people, with the students, with the project.
Right, and the many different projects too, from
exactly.
growing things, working with the local businesses as well.
Yeah.
As you said, incorporating these amazing kids into society, working and being able to, you know, live normal lives.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is
and this is what happened. I mean, I got in love with them, and after that, I moved to a different location to work in a new multinational mm-hmm. as a finance director. And there, during the 2 years that I spent there in Barcelona, even if I was very happy with the people, with the company,
right.
even so, I had something inside of me that was telling me that you are not in the right place. I mean, that you are missing something.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted Capacis, and I told them, I want to be with you. I mean, I don't find any reason for being in a multinational.
Wow.
I mean, I know that my future.
You just felt like a calling,
you.
Like como un llamamiento,
yeah.
like something that
yeah,
said,
yeah,
"Listen,
yeah,
this
yeah.
something's calling me here. Something is attracting me. You know, sparked my interest."
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yep.
And I moved back to Madrid, and mm-hmm. and after some time, I started working with them.
And now, fast forward 6 months, and you're a member of the family.
Exactly, yeah.
a member of the family. I think you wanted to work with us just because you heard about the barbecue. No, I'm joking.
I think so.
I think so.
It could be a return.
Oh, great. So I'm looking at the website over here too, guys. If you want to, because sometimes it helps too, especially if you guys are in front of a computer. If you want to take a look at the website, it's fundacioncapacis.org. And you can go over there and check out a little bit about them. As I said, they work in with young kids from 18 to 30.
Uh-huh. Yep.
18 to 30. Well, they have English classes. Tell me a little bit about mm-hmm. What the kids, some of the activities of the kids and some of the initiatives at the foundation.
Yeah. Well, Capacis, I mean, when we started with Capacis, or when the founders started with Capacis, is because they discovered that there was a need in the society.
Okay.
And it was for this kind of people, for this collective that we are calling borderline intelligence. That is that level of intelligence that is just at the edge of what is being considered the standard level.
Right.
So as you've already said, I mean, we are working, we are focused on people who are between 18 and 30 years old, and they are coming from the standard education. They are coming from the standard education with very high levels of frustration
sure.
because they didn't fit in the standard.
Many people, even they now they're realizing, you know, many. Well, look at most people who are very, very successful didn't go to, or they dropped out of college.
Yeah,
and yeah, I'm not. I don't fit. This, yeah, you're trying to teach me to think linear, and I don't want to.
Yeah, they have their special needs, and the standard education is not able to provide that kind of support to this collective. Sure. Mm-hmm. So they are coming with very high levels of frustration after suffering bullying and some other different things.
And as you said, just that frustration of being like, everybody's getting it and I'm not getting it. Yep, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you're like, why am everybody, you know, is passing this test and I can't pass it, you know, or I'm stressing up all night trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
So the first thing that we do is that we try to work on recreating that self-esteem that they've lost during all these years.
Right.
Our main goal is to develop those abilities and capabilities that they have inside, but they haven't been able to show to the rest of the
people. Finding that spark, finding that thing that they're good at, because everybody's good at something, at least one thing.
Yeah.
You know?
So the first 2 years is practical learning.
Okay.
Let's call it that way. We have our own professionals, and in parallel with that, we have collaboration with different companies.
Right.
As Vaughan,
with
for
Vaughan,
example,
sure.
I mean, who's providing English classes, sure. The English classes. We have.
I remember I went to the graduation. Wasn't last year? It was the year before, I think it was. The year before. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have also some other companies, Cisco Systems, HP, I mean, sure. Who are helping us, I mean, with different kind of
sure, different kinds of support, sure.
Yeah, of support. Mm-hmm. We have also a group of senior people, SECOT, I mean, who are helping us, and they are helping the people, the kids or the students to create a company from zero.
Right.
They create a real company. They have everything, all the different departments.
Very practical.
Everything is very practical, and we focus on that, on trying to develop those abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And after the second year, the third year, we start with a rotation program. It's an internship program.
Internship, yeah.
Internship program with all the companies we are collaborating with.
Okay.
And we have people who are working in different companies for 3-6 months, approx.
Okay.
And they are rotating from one company
learning
to the
different
other.
Different industries, different skills.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because even they think that they are able to do something, or they consider, or they think that they want to do something.
Right.
When they go to real life, they realize that this is not what they've wanted to do.
Right. Right. So, sure. No, the more things you try, the more you can, you know, see what you're good at, what you like.
Yep.
Right. It's trial and error. It's probar. Y decir, esto no. Esto. Esto, ah, yep. Okay. I like this. Well, look what happened to you.
Yeah. Look at me.
You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. And after that rotation, when we are sure about, I mean, that they are the right people for the right place, this is where we match those students with the right positions in the right company.
Right.
And this is where they start in those companies, always under our support. So
right.
What we are offering is always the employment with support. So
right.
We have our own professionals who are helping them there,
sure.
in the company to understand what they need to do, to also to be able to help the company to provide that kind of support that those
sure.
people
so
are
so it works for both ends. Sure, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. During some time and after that they are able to fly alone.
That's great. And that's the key. It's like teaching people to fish.
Yes.
You can get, you know, as that famous old expression, if you can give somebody food or you can teach them how to fish.
Yeah.
And if you teach somebody how to fish, well, then they're never going to go hungry. You know, and those are skills. I think of, you know, when I was a kid, just these basic things that my grandfather had a pharmacy and my mother used to send me there to work with him. Anytime we had a week off or something, she would send me to work with him. And I was a young kid, 7. I didn't have any skills. I didn't know how to deal with a customer. I didn't know how to upsell. I didn't know any of these words even existed. And little by little, my grandfather would, you know, give me different positions in the pharmacy. Today, we're going to do this. Today, you're going to order the pharmaceuticals or the drugs. Tomorrow, you're going to clean the. I'm like, clean? He goes, what do you think? You have to do everything. He goes, it's not just the, you know, dealing with the customers and, you know, the good stuff. And I think those skills I learned at such a young age, I've applied them everywhere because it's practical, as you're saying. So it's not just, this is how it works. No, no. It's like, we're going to incorporate you in there and you're going to see for yourself. You're going to experience it. Yeah. And you're going to know those, as I said, skills that are indispensable.
Yeah.
How to deal with people, for example. You know, the basic marketing and business skills, how to sell, because we're all selling something every day ourselves. So knowing how to be a good salesperson as well. All right. Well, now let me ask you this. What are some of the challenges that you guys face as an organization? Some of the challenges now that are, I guess money's always one.
Yes.
You know, let's start with the obvious one, people, what do you think?
Well, for us, it's very important that companies know us,
mm-hmm.
because it is our principal resource, mm-hmm. companies, and they can help us not only with giving us a donation, they can also making that their employment,
mm-hmm.
Helping us with the training, or they can finally hire our student.
Right, right. So you can help on so many different levels, not just financially.
Yes, not only financial. Mm-hmm. So, we are trying to new more and more companies in order to...
Right. Networking, meeting with them, discussing their needs, your needs, the association's needs as well.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's one of our target audience in the campaign.
Target.
Mm-hmm. The companies.
Companies. Well, that's great because we have a lot of companies and a lot of business people who listen to us.
Yes.
So if you guys are interested in participating or just getting some more information, I always say you don't have to call or contact someone like Donde Empezamos. You could just call and say, hola, I'm just interested to get some more information.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way for them to contact you guys? I know the website is one way. Is there an email address or social media as well? What are different ways that companies or individuals can contact you?
Well, the first thing that I would suggest to people is to go to the website, to our website, that is www.fundacioncapacis.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there they will find information about the Inteligencia Limite, the borderline intelligence. And also I would invite people to go to our media.
Social media.
It's the campaign that we've released some weeks ago. And maybe, Natalia, you can provide more information about that campaign, because mm-hmm. it's very interesting for everybody to understand what we are discussing, what we are talking about. And it provides more visibility also to our goals.
Great.
So maybe, Natalia.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, the principal goals is, like I said before, to give visibility to this kind of disability, the borderline intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's an original campaign in order to show that our students are perfectly capable to work like other workers,
mm-hmm.
and that they have a right to be a part of this society also.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Incorporated into it and.
Yep. Yes. So, in fact, we name a limited edition because we think that they are not limited person. They are a special person that
right,
can...
I like it. Limited edition.
Yes, that can perform very, very well they work.
Sure, sure. So limited edition. This is the hashtag
The
hashtag is limited edition. If you guys want to check it out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you can find out more. Again, at their website, you've got all the information about what they do, mm-hmm. who they work with, ways you can help. Now, here's another question for maybe parents or teachers who feel like they may have an individual who has a borderline intelligence issue. What do you recommend they do? What is a good step for them? Because I'm sure many people are dealing with this and don't even know.
Yep.
They can contact us and we can see if the profile is similar to our student,
mm-hmm.
and or we can show them another foundation. But normally they contact us, and we made some proof in order to see if it's the same level than other
right,
students.
Right, if Capacis is a fit for this person, or yes. Maybe there's another
yes.
association or another mm-hmm. Idea. That they could, this is a big thing that happens now, especially in the education. And I think people are starting to realize it, but you can't treat all students the same. So you don't have the same aptitude test for every student. Mm-hmm. You have, what was it? I think it was, what's his name? Albert Einstein, who said a fish for a tree. Hold on, let me check it. He said, if you judge, everybody is a genius. Everybody is a genius. I would see Albert Einstein. Everybody is a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid. So he's saying not maybe one person is better at, like animals, like we're all animals in the end. We're mammals. Sometimes we forget that. Right. But we're not all good at the same things.
Yep.
We're not all, you can't just put us all in one hole and say, okay, well, we're all going to, if you don't do this test well, then you're going to be a failure in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, and I felt that. I felt that pressure when I was in high school. Like, this is the exam. If you don't pass this exam, you'll never do anything. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe my whole life is based on this one exam.
Yes.
And that's not true. And we know that. Now we know that even more. So do you guys notice that this is changing a bit in the educational system, or we still have a long way to go in this area?
Well, there is a long way to go. But even so, I can say that the society is getting closer. Let's say that way. I think that people are understanding that there are different ways of living, different ways of being, and not everybody is the same.
Yeah, that's so, the beauty of life. If we were all the same, if we all shared the same opinion,
it would be very boring.
If we all liked the same sports, what kind of world would it be?
Yes.
We say in English, I don't know if you know this idiom, variety is the spice of life. La variedad es la esencia, la especia. Yeah.
Yes, this is also another thing that we sell to the companies, that they need diversity.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know in the United States there's a lot of diversity. You can mm-hmm. go into any company and you'll find people in a wheelchair, people with Down syndrome, there's jobs everybody can do, really. Yeah. In an organization with 10,000 or 5,000 employees, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of different things, whether it's numbers, whether it's physical, there's a lot to be done.
Yeah.
You know, and.
And in fact, the claim of our campaign is that borderline intelligence is a disability that doesn't prevent to develop extraordinary abilities.
Sure. Of course. Yeah. Of course. All right. Well, guys, we've got to go to a commercial break. But before we do that, I want to listen to our Say What soundbite. Si no se me olvida, Juanjo. We do something on the show here where I play a soundbite of a famous person. Un clip de audio. And, normally the listeners have to guess who it is and what they're saying. Lo escuchan cuatro veces. Vosotros como solo lo vais a escuchar dos veces. Solo quiero saber si sabéis quién está hablando, if you know who's speaking. All right?
All right.
Juanjo, let's hear it for the third time, please.
Man is just, it's a dynamite fragrance. It's really sexy, but really fresh. And that's what I wanted. I wanted the combination of both.
All right. So it's hard. She speaks very, obviously it's a woman, right? She speaks really fast. Any idea who it could be?
No.
You're going to hear it again, so don't worry. But that first listen, you don't recognize that voice. It doesn't ring a bell. Not this one. All right. Well, some of the listeners, one of the listeners said Madonna. It's not Madonna. No. I think we've got a winner. We've got a winner. One of our listeners knows who it is and what's being said, and that's Express. Nice job, Express. But don't worry, guys. You're going to hear it one more time. So Express doesn't have to be our only winner. You guys can join him. But right now, we've got to go to a quick commercial break, my amigos. We're having a great time here chatting with our amigos Natalia and Alberto. Never forget. Natalia and Alberto here from Capacis. If you want to check out their website in the meantime, just in case you guys have any questions, You can ask them now through Twitter. Check out their hashtag, too, limited edition. All right, limited edition. And we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Jolene, Jolene.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Viene a los talleres de inglés gratuitos que Vaughan realiza cada mes en nuestras delegaciones. Conócenos. Entra en grupovaughan.com o en nuestras redes grupovaughan.com.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Emprender y liderar. Las claves del éxito. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Jueves 21 de marzo de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios y tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
I learned English at a very young age, and that's why I studied translation. Every mistake you make is actually an opportunity to learn. My daily activities are in English. I talk in English every day with my boss, with my
Be like colleagues. Juan. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños. No abandones tu inglés.
Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 91-133-5833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 91-133-5833. Consulta también el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
You're listening.
Estás escuchando
Vaughn Radio.
Lo que escuchas
to Vaughn Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's a show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio, and we're having a great time as always. And we're here with your favorite DJ
in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you.
One hole or another.
That's right. It's one hole in the house. I'm also here with Natalia and Alberto from Capacis. Are you guys having a good time?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. ¿Les crees ahí, Juanjo, con ese? Yeah, bueno. Vamos a intentarlo. Let's rewind. Are you guys having a good time?
Yes.
Un poco mejor. A little better. No es viernes. Se nota que todavía estamos en miércoles ahí, medio. All right, well, guys, we are having a blast here. But we've got to do something. Before I forget, I've got to give you guys the Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. Now, good luck. Because as I said, this is a really difficult one. It was even difficult for me as a native speaker because she speaks so fast. So, Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo por cuarta vez, por favor.
Man is just, it's a dynamite fragrance. It's really sexy, but really fresh. And that's what I wanted. I wanted the combination of both.
Whoa. A mil por hora. Mm-hmm. All right. But hey, it's possible because we have a winner already. Our listener, Express, living up to his nickname, Express, first one to get it. So great job, Express. All right, so guys, the hashtag. Let's talk about the hashtag. Porque estamos traduciendo y les vamos a liar un poco aquí. What is the because it's not limited edition, ¿eh?
No, limited edition is the translation. The hashtag is edición limitada.
Edición limitada. And it's a campaign that's going on right now. Now, if you guys are interested, as I said, in finding out more, volunteering, or you work at a company and you want to get involved, you can contact them and, they'd be more than happy to chat with you, tell you a little bit, or even show you the organization, which yes. is, really cool. In fact, as you said, you fell in love with the place, with the kids and, A similar thing happened to me. I was, the day I went there to do the graduation, it was also my debut on a TV show on Cuatro with Danny and Flo, a comedy show that I was doing, teaching English on, yeah? And I remember I went home from work later, after the show, after the radio, after, and my wife said, tell me about the debut. How was it? I go, no, forget the debut. I'm going to tell you about the kids. These kids are... And it was incredible. She says, yeah, but what about the TV show? I go, oh, yeah, I'll talk about that later. This morning, I was laughing so much, and we were laughing. And she said, wow, these kids really had an impact
yes.
on you. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I didn't talk about... You know, you'd think that that would take protagonism away. And I was like, no. Los chavales. And she was like, wow. And well, they really are a great group of kids too.
Yes.
So at least the ones I know are all really great. And one of the things I think is cool too is, as I said, it's not like an institutional kind of building.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a center or a hospital or an institute.
We are a family.
It's a home. You guys have
a family.
It's a family. There's a home. You even have a garden. Please tell me about, I'm a garden lover. I don't know anything about gardening, but I love gardens. You've got an amazing garden there. I mean, and in fact, the kids are even innovating and building vertical gardens and really like, not just like business skills, but life skills.
Yeah.
Like how many people know how to grow their own food? That's, you never know. Nuclear war, something happens. That's going to be a really important skill to know. You know, and they don't teach people that these days. You don't learn how to create your own food. And because now it's just, well, we'll go to Carrefour or whatever and pick up some tomatoes. And also because it takes a lot of time, but it's a great skill to know.
Yes.
To know how to not just, you know, have fruits and vegetables, but it's when you have plants and things, it teaches you how to take care of something too. And yes. something that's growing and seeing the growth you know, like a little baby in a way, right? Yeah. So, all right. And so let me ask you this, Alberto, what is one of the things, I know it's many things, but what, if you had to sum it up, what was one of the things that attracted you most, that kept you thinking when you were in Barcelona, I want to go back there? What was one of the things that stuck in your mind that made you say, this place is for me. I gotta go back.
Yeah. As I've said before, I mean, I've been working in multinationals for 25 years. I've been very happy working in multinationals, but there was something that inside of me that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting capacities, the atmosphere that you can feel there when you are with working with them.
Right.
Also the feeling of the students that they want to be an asset of the society. They don't want to be a liability.
Sure.
And this is how everybody sees them. They want to do something. It's only that they have to be shown how they have to do it.
To give them the tools, resources.
But they have it inside of them.
Sure.
And it's as I've said, I mean, it's just to develop their abilities. So when you feel that strength, when you feel that atmosphere, that it's amazing. It's amazing.
Sure.
So, and you have also the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have also the view of the companies that, and it's a challenge for these students. They don't have any physical appearance that shows everybody, I mean, that they have borderline intelligence.
Right, right. So it's people, not like Down syndrome. There are physical traits that you can say, this person has Down syndrome.
Exactly.
But this isn't like obvious when you look at them that they have any kind of, you know.
So when they, I mean, people are not treating them the way they deserve. Mm-hmm. So when you are with them and you feel, I mean, and you feel that the other person is asking for help, mm-hmm. the way they can, and you see all the progress that you can feel, I mean, from one day to the other,
mm-hmm.
this is where I said, this is my place.
Sure. You see that growth, like the plants we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Like me with my students. When I see them and I hear them and they write to me, I say, ¿esto es un nativo que me está escribiendo? That's the beautiful moment. That's the payoff.
Yes.
El premio, no? The payoff. Seeing that growth, feeling it, you know?
And as I've said, I mean, we are collaborating with many companies, I mean, with all the internships and everything. And I can tell you that when they know these students, when they have them working the same location for 3 months, for 4 months,
mm-hmm.
In many cases, they come to us saying, this is the person that I want to be part of my team.
Sure.
It's not an internship what I'm looking for at this moment with this person. I want this person to be part of my staff.
Right.
Because they feel that this person has a lot of energy, that this person
the right attitude.
Exactly.
Which
attitude.
Is very important.
Yeah.
Which what I was saying before I go, I know a lot of workers who maybe, you know, are qualified, but they can be replaced very easily and no one would notice.
they are so happy to be given that opportunity that they give the best of them. They give 200% of their time, of their efforts. And this is something that is very, very strange. And we are lack of people like that. So I invite everybody to give all these students and all this collective the opportunity to show them what they have to do,
right, to prove
because
themselves,
they will be very surprised with everything and with everything that they will receive from them.
Sure. And so what are some of the companies? Let's mention some of the companies now that the kids are working with and gaining experience or with. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are many of them. I mean, we can, let me say some examples.
Ferrovial.
We have Ferrovial,
Safir,
we have Safir,
Safir Enagas, Servicios,
mm-hmm. Enagas, HP, Cisco,
Koiki,
Silvestris, many of them.
I'm sure
that I will be missing some of them. I mean, because now we don't have a written list, but there are many of them who are providing and who are offering all these opportunities.
Right.
We have also Magallanes. Some of them. I mean, I'm sure that I will be missing, and I'm very sorry.
Well, no, but just in general, they get. And so let's say now for the other type for private, maybe somebody who's not a company, how would they get involved? Somebody, it says here on the website, Hazte Amigo. What are different ways people can help as individuals?
Yeah, they can go, I mean, to the website, and they can see that there are many options, many opportunities to be part of our family. They can be volunteers. We have our open arms and heart to everybody, to welcome everybody in the foundation. And they can also provide money support to the foundation. Sure. They can be recurrent founders mm-hmm. of the foundation. I mean, even with a small amount of money, we can tell you that we are very happy with every support that we are receiving from them. Right. Also for the companies, they can be recurrent donators or they can help us. I mean, the way providing the internships to the students or providing also some volunteer activities and support for our sure. learning, for our
endless ways,
or even moving our content. From
our contents,
social
yeah,
networks.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
You can
yeah.
help.
Everything
you.
Counts.
Yes.
Everything counts.
And there's
counts.
So many different levels that you can, so many different ways that you can help.
Yeah. There are just a few of them in the foundation. We are a very small foundation that is working very, very hard in order to get our goals. So every help that we are receiving from the companies or from the people is right. really welcome.
Sure.
So
sure.
so we invite you to come to visit us or to go to the website or to receive a call
or to come to our barbecue, which doesn't have a date yet.
No
tiene fecha todavía, but we got to sit down and figure that out. But
they can visit also our landing page we mm-hmm. made because of the campaign and the address is edición limitada period info.
Okay.
And then you have more information about us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, this is Capacis. Remember the website, fundacioncapacis.org. You can get more information as well. All right. Well, guys, we need to solve our say what soundbite. Now, a lot of our listeners figured it out, which blows my mind, porque a mí me costó la vida aquí. Más esa quinta. Bueno, la palabra, ahora os digo. I'll tell you which word was the most difficult. Fragrance. Dice la palabra fragrance. Fragrancia. And it sounds like fragrance. I don't know how she says it, but that's what happens when you're from Barbados. And we're talking about Rihanna, ladies and gentlemen. That was Rihanna's voice. And she's talking about a new fragrance that she put out called Rogue Men. Rogue Men, right? Rogue significa pícaro, granuja, canalla, solitario. También el que va. Si hay un grupo, the one that goes rogue es el que se va por su cuenta. So Rogue Men. And she says Rogue Men, which was kind of cut off. So we take it from it's a dynamite fragrance. Now, quiero que os fijáis porque lo vamos a poner otra vez. ¿Cómo pronuncia fragrance? Okay, it's a dynamite fragrance. Dinamita es genial. It's really sexy, but really fresh. Pero muy fresco también. She says, and that's what I wanted. Eso es lo que quise. I wanted the combination of both. And as you guys can see, Rihanna speaks really, really fast. And she's got that Barbados kind of thing going on a bit too. So let's hear it. Now that we know it's Rihanna talking about her new fragrance.
Man is it's a dynamite fragrance. It's really sexy, but really fresh. And that's what I wanted. I wanted the combination of both.
Ese fragrance, me costó la vida. I was like, espera. y por el contexto, porque digo, bueno, tiene perfume en la mano. I said, all right. Wow, that was difficult. And I was watching it, guys. I got it off a YouTube video. So great job, guys. You guys always rise to the challenge. So congratulations to that. In fact, speaking of a challenge, I'm thinking maybe we can do a little birthday challenge. You guys want to do a little birthday trivia?
Let's go to it.
Yep. All right, let's do famous birthday trivia.
Birthdays for him.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's time for famous birthday trivia. All right. Now, I want you guys to participate, but I don't want you to say who it is.
Okay.
So don't give it away. Si lo sabes, I know who it is.
Okay.
Y yo me fío. I trust you. All right. So the first person who's celebrating a birthday today was born in 1967. Now, what did he do? ¿A qué se dedicaba? Bueno, pero en pasado, ¿por qué? Because he passed away in 1994. He died, una forma más suave, he passed, falleció. He died in 1994. So what did he do? Well, he was an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. All right. So the good question, how did he die? Maybe that'll help us determine who it is. Well, supposedly he died. Well, he definitely died with a shotgun to the head. Now, they say it was a suicide. They say he committed suicide. Any idea yet?
Not.
Nope.
All right, this guy, they called him basically, and he hated this, an icon for Generation X. Generación X, which is my generation. He was like an icon for Generation X, and he hated that name. He said, I don't want to be your icon. I just want to make music. But too late. When you're on the cover of Rolling Stone, you're an icon. And especially when you, the grunge movement, you make the grunge movement, grunge, que significa suciedad, de hecho. When you, grunge, decís vosotros. So he was kind of he wasn't the guy who started grunge music, but he's the one who made it a household name. And then groups like Pearl Jam and all these groups got famous, but this guy was like the most famous. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, well, never mind. Ahí os he dado una pista enorme. If you don't know who I'm talking about, never mind. Olvídalo. Which is the name of his most successful album. All right, that's number one. Number two, she was born in 1967, an American actress. She's alive. She's still alive, so good. One of the birthday girls. She was in many movies, independent. La palabra indie viene de independent, such as Mystic Pizza, Say Anything, I Shot Andy Warhol, Yo Disparé a Andy Warhol, The Haunting, que en español tenía otro nombre, The Haunting, La Guarida. The Haunting. ¿Y qué es guarida en inglés? Let's take a look at this one. Guarida. Es que me suena la palabra, pero no sé lo que es. The Lair, The Den. Me gusta. I like it. Bueno, en inglés es The Haunting, la película, with Catherine Zeta-Jones and many other actors as well. What else can I tell you about this birthday girl? She was also in 6 Feet Under, Dos Metros Bajo Tierra. She received a Primetime Emmy Award nomination for Outstanding Leading Actress as well in American Crime. Very talented actress. And last but not least, this is our third and final famous birthday. Born in 1988 from Barbados. Sigo. From Barbados. She was raised in Barbados, but then eventually moved out to New York. She was discovered by Evan Rogers, a music producer who said, we got to get this lady recording right away. She's awesome. What a unique sound. And, she auditioned for Def Jam, a very famous recording label. And the president at that time of Def Jam was Jay-Z, el rapero. And he was like, yeah, where do we sign? ¿Dónde firmamos? Yes, we want her. This was in 2004. In 2005 is when she started getting really, really famous. And now I would say she feels like the only girl in the world. That's one of her songs, The Only Girl in the World. She also got her first Grammy Award at 2008. The 2008 ceremonies, also considered an icon, a pop icon, not a rock icon. Do you know who I'm talking about? The third one's the easiest one, I think.
Could be, yeah.
All right. Let's see if our listeners know who it is. Yes. Wow. Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. All right. Our winners, Express and Jaster. No fighting. No fighting. Wait, y no solo Express and J-Ster, JM Hermosilla, Anix, Aris. Wow, so many people. God, these guys are good here. Now, all right, number one. Did you know who number one was?
Could it be Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, Alberto, 5 points for you there. Kurt Cobain, the lead singer of Nirvana. And again, yep. Don't say it. It wasn't a good idea to say it to him, but the godfather of Generation X over there, the icon, the spokesperson, portavoz, lo odiaba. Hay una entrevista. You're the spokesperson of Generation X. Y se enfada como, no. Don't give me that responsibility. It's Kurt Cobain from the band Nirvana. Number two, actress Lily Taylor. And as we looked at the other day, the word lily is a type of flower. Did you know that? Lily, lirio. O azucena. Bueno, interesante porque azucena es nombre y lily es nombre. So maybe la traducción de azucena es lily. No tiene nada que ver, ¿eh? Te cambia el nombre ahí, ¿eh? So it's a type of flower. Lily Taylor. Lily Taylor. And last but not least, I know you guys know this one.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. And I have to say, I got to share my Rihanna story. One time I was having a coffee in New York City. Esto es como funciona en New York City. I was just having a coffee in a little plaza there, enjoying my coffee. I was half asleep. And I opened my eyes and I'm like, oh, there's a tall, attractive woman. And it was Rihanna. And I said, wow. Only in New York City. You're just sitting and, you know, enjoying a coffee in a little park, and one of the most famous singers, performers ever just walks in front of you like it's nothing. So, all right. Well, guys, great job to our listeners. Un aplauso, Juanjo, para todos los que aportaron. Excellent job, guys. Thank you so much for your constant participation. I just want to give you guys the information again here before we get going, because nos tenemos que ir ahora. In fact, what we're going to do, we're going to say goodbye on today's program with the hidden song, la canción escondida de Nevermind, la que casi me da un yuyu, porque yo pensaba que el CD, la primera vez, I thought the CD was over, and, well, 14 minutes later, rah! I said, what happened? My CD player is possessed. Thank you very much, Kurt Cobain. We're going to listen to that at the end of the show, that hidden song. As I told you, it has a name. No sabía el nombre, lo vi. Endless Nameless. Porque, bueno, como este programa, sin nombre. But I just want to give you guys the information one more time over here. FundacionCapacis.org. And remember, so many different ways to help. And if you still can't think of a way to help, contact them. They can give you an idea, too. The website is fundacioncapacis.org. Remember, right now, they've got the edición limitada, so you can search for the hashtag. And, well, stay tuned for our barbecue, because we're gonna start planning that again now that I'm back on my feet. I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalia. Alberto. Thank you, Alberto. Pleasure having you. We'll see you soon when we start planning the barbecue.
I hope so.
We got a lot to do. Tenemos mucha comida que pedir y cositas que organizar. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much to my team as well. And, guys, we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Hay tan poca gente en España con un alto nivel de inglés, tan poca, que las empresas las rifan. El sistema educativo no ayuda a solucionar esto, y en las universidades el inglés sigue siendo una María. Entonces, ¿qué hacen los chavales cuando terminan la carrera? Pues buscan trabajo o bien prolongan su educación con un máster. Los que buscan empleo aspiran, claro, a buenos puestos o a las buenas empresas, pero se colocan mal. Sí, se colocan mal por la falta de un buen nivel de inglés. ¿Y qué hacen ante esto? Pues muchos hacen un máster en recursos humanos o en derecho comunitario o algo por el estilo para mejorar su currículum. La verdad es que seguimos sin entenderlo. ¿Por qué dedicáis 1 a 2 años a un máster, sabiendo que vuestra carencia es el inglés? ¿Por qué? Si dedicarais ese año exclusivamente al inglés, con el mismo empeño que en ese máster que teníais pensado o que habéis hecho, ¿saldríais hablando el idioma? ¿Has escuchado alguna vez?